At the joint meeting of the American Peanut Shellers and the National Peanut Buying Points Association last week, peanut specialist John Beasley of the University of Georgia gave an update on the peanut crop in the Southeast. He said in South Carolina, Dr. Jay Chapin from Clemson University reported that the crop was very good in South Carolina. Their major cultivars are planting part in Virginia-type peanuts and some in runners, the runners mainly 06G, Georgia Greener, and Florida 07. He said the crop is on schedule in South Carolina. Grower concerns about temperature extremes and causing some damage to pollination of peanuts. He said South Carolina could have some unpleasant surprises where growers are too conservative and not maintaining their control of leaf spot and white mold. He said conditions have been ideal in South Carolina for both. He said the major pest problems, pigweed. He said they had a big outbreak of the weeds and leaf spot pressure has started along with corn ear worms, which have gotten started in South Carolina. Checking other states in the Southeast, Alabama specialist Chris Balcom reports that the best-looking area right now is in the southwest corner of Alabama. For peanuts, the month of July brought little rain with scorching hot temperatures across the state. He said there are very few peanut fields that look good in the traditional part of Alabama, mainly because of the drought. He said during the last few weeks they've had endured these conditions right during the middle of the fruiting stage of the peanut. There were 2 weeks of high temperatures that were over 100, but that is during June before fruit set. There's a mixed bag on the older peanuts, he said, and still time for later peanuts to respond if they get rain. Primary problems in Alabama, there's been some army worms, and lesser cornstalk borers are now becoming a problem in the peanut fields. He said the crop could be behind depending on if we ever get started on some rain on the late planted peanuts. I'm Tyron Spearman for Southeast AgNet.